the mind.
Good morning, everybody. This is your wake-up call. Are you ready?
Having an understanding of the mind is a vitally important aspect in your education of becoming a magnet to money. For those listeners who do know this information, let this be a reminder of how your mind does indeed work. We can never, ever get enough respect for the mind, especially in a world filled with other minds that are still asleep to the universal laws. So now let us cover the mind. The conscious mind. Now imagine, if you will, a large circle. And with this circle, cut it down the middle. Cut it into two halves. The first half is your conscious mind, where only 1/6 of your thinking is actually done. Here we experience our physical senses of sight, taste, touch, hearing, and smell. This is the part of you that thinks and reasons. Your free will resides here. The conscious mind can accept or reject any idea. No person or circumstance can cause you to think about thoughts or ideas you do not choose. The thoughts you choose eventually determine the results in your life. All your experiences, including the negative and positive, originate in the conscious mind or are taken in from an outside source, such as another person or the media, etc. As you accept a thought, it is impressed upon the second part of your personality. We do become what we constantly think about. Now, the right and left side of the conscious mind. So now let's cut the conscious mind in half. In one half, we have the left side of the mind, or the analytical or logical part of our conscious mind. This is where we think and form words and speech. The right side of our mind is our creative side. This is where we feel the music, we don't just hear it. This is where inspiration for new ideas and the so-called magic happens. That is why our Musivation songs are so powerful, as the lyrics, the words of the songs, affect stimulation on the left side of our mind, and the music and melody affects the right side of the mind, and then we have a whole brain experience. This enables the affirmations, the positive lyrics, to go directly into our subconscious mind. This is a fun and powerful way to get these positive thoughts to begin working for us right away. That is why, without music, advertising agencies would not have the success they have, as the music jingles stay with us forever, and therefore the advertisers' products also stay with us forever. So now we can advertise the things that we do want into our mind instead of what we don't want. Now let's go to the second half, the subconscious mind, the bottom half of the mind, the subconscious mind. This is where our sixth sense comes into play. Plus, this is where 5/6 of our actual thinking takes place. This part of you is certainly the most magnificent, for it is your power center. It functions in every cell of your body. Every thought your conscious mind chooses to accept, this part must accept. It has no ability to reject it. This part of you operates in an orderly manner, by law. It expresses itself through you in feelings and action. Any thought you consciously choose to impress upon the subconscious mind over and over becomes fixed in this part of your personality. Fixed ideas will then continue to express themselves without any conscious assistance until they are replaced. Fixed ideas are more commonly referred to as habits. The subconscious mind is the godlike part of you, referred to as spirit. It knows no limits, which means you have no limits. What a wonderful fact of life. Remember that this, of course, is not how our brain actually looks. You know, you didn't actually come to this book because you're studying to become a neurologist, after all. We find it simply an excellent and simple way to explain how the mind works. Now let's go on to the body. Let's talk about how we achieve results. The body is the physical representation of you, the material medium in the third dimension. It is merely the instrument of the mind or the house we live in. The thoughts or images that are consciously chosen and impressed upon the subconscious mind, which is in every cell of our body, moves our body into action. The actions we are involved in determine our results. We become almost self-propelled through the feelings our thoughts have stimulated, and then we take action. So with positive thoughts going in, positive actions will always follow. So this is how it works. Number one, thoughts come first. Number two, feelings come next. Number three, actions come next because of what we have felt or thought. Number four, the action we take leads us to results. It is truly amazing. It never ceases to fascinate when we see how it works in people's lives. It is vital for us to understand that even if our mind has been conditioned with feelings of negativity, we can change our thoughts to change the conditions in our lives. We cannot blame anyone else for the conditions in our life, as everything we have been taught is just a condition. And the people that taught us were also taught that same condition. Our past is not a precedent for our future. That is why if your mother was a school teacher or your father, say, a policeman, you may also become a teacher or a police officer. This is fine if you want to be with all of your heart in one of these fine professions, but not if you want to be an entrepreneur running your own show or an actor or a musician. It is a waste of our life force and purpose to begin a career based solely because we think it will make our parents proud or because we think it is expected of us. We have to live our own life, and we can. So let's go on to our next topic, as it is our desire and intention, as previously stated, that by the time you have studied this book, you will be in such a high state of understanding these great truths, you will become unstoppable. Now let's find out how to stop that, or next the thoughts we do not want. Think good, positive thoughts, and next the rest. What do we do when a negative thought comes up? How do we release it? Use the word next or say out loud, stop that, when a negative thought crosses your mind. Ask yourself, what am I afraid of losing that I now have? Or what am I afraid of not getting that I really want? These two questions are powerful, as the fear will lose its power when we have clarity about what is actually scaring us. Once we know why we are thinking a negative thought, we can say, stop that, or next.